Welcome to We Mentor Mondays podcast with Nancy. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery. Learn something new from our stories today. Welcome to We Mentor Mondays podcast with Nancy. Today in the studio, we are fortunate enough to have Mike Barrett from Mosnick Bauer and Associates, a certified public accounting firm, here with us. And he's also a partner in the firm. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Nancy.
I'm really grateful that you're here for a third mentoring session. And we've had some really wonderful conversations regarding the anniversary of the World Wide Web in 1991. It's celebrated its 25th anniversary. And so in our first mentoring session, we were talking about that and kind of the waves of the internet and how it's been changing and how people are utilizing it. And the third wave is really how there's a lot of new apps and things that are being put on our phones that we put on our phones. We don't realize what's going on behind the scenes. You know, it's not visible to us, but, you know, our information and data is being used in all these different places and ways. And
yeah, it's amazing and to be honest, scary, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So in managing all of that and figuring it out is created a lot of opportunities for us to know new things. Like I love learning more about the podcasting field and technology and how to get the podcast sessions to people. I think it's opened up. So it's not just on radios that you can get podcasts. It's not just, you can get them emailed into your mailbox on a weekly or daily basis if you want. I mean, it's created a lot more opportunities for us to get and receive information. But with the cell phone numbers being like sold every time you get these free downloads and apps, and our email addresses that we're also being swamped with advertising all the time.
Yep. That is the, like I said, comes along with it.
Yeah, it's part of the territory, the good and the bad of it. And so we had a healthy conversation about that in our first session. And then we started to get into the second session a little bit more about your background growing up in West St. Paul. And that, are you a second generation CPA?
Yep, second generation.
And are you seeing amongst one of your three kids or any of your three kids a third generation?
I'm not going to bet on it. Maybe my youngest, Ryan, he likes math. Our oldest, Lindsay, I don't. She's more the creative musician, loves to read. I guess I see her more exploring something in a more of a creative sense.
Field. What does she sing or play an instrument? What is she?
Yep, she likes to sing, and she taught herself how to play guitar. So I think that's pretty impressive. I always wish I could play guitar and would love to at some point, but need a little more open time in my schedule.
Yeah, maybe after hockey.
Yep.
And we learned that you grew up kind of in a neighborhood that, like, oh my gosh, so many kids that would, within a couple blocks, fill up a bus.
That's a lot of kids.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, you get home from school and everyone would just be right back out, getting a game of football, pickup football going, or in the winter going up to the ice rink and playing some pond hockey.
Yeah, so lots of team sports.
Yep, a lot of team sports. But kind of strangely enough, the one sport I ended up really participating the most in or having the most success was more of a individual sport. I guess it was still a team sport, tennis.
Oh, okay,
What I have. So I'm going to be coaching tennis for the first time this this fall.
Wow.
Wasn't planning on it, but went to the parent information meeting for my son. And,
No.
They need some help. So
okay. Tennis coach, huh? Wow. What for what age group?
This will be for the middle school tennis.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
So wow. My son Ryan decided not to play football this year, so we're going to try some tennis.
Tennis and hockey, huh?
Hockey and, yep, fit in some golf with that. So.
And your second daughter, what's she up to?
Jamie is our cheerleader.
Okay.
In family. So she is, she's on the junior varsity cheer squad and is into that. She's a great student and loves school. So,
great.
This is her time of the year. She's happy that summer is over and back at it.
Okay. And for what sport is she cheerleading?
It's actually a competition cheerleading squad is what they have. So they do like choreographed routines
and
compete against other teams. And then they do cheer for like football games primarily.
That's something that has really changed since I was in high school.
Yeah, there's much less cheering at the games and it's more practicing to do
it's
the
a
routines.
Sport. It's a really competitive sport and...
And they practice more than the hockey players sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
And they're very, the physical strength and everything it takes to do some of the stunts is amazing.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like all three of your kids are really active.
They are, but all in their own ways. I mean, it's amazing
areas.
How, you know, you would think three kids coming from the same genes would be so identical, but they couldn't be any different, the three of them. They're very
more different.
Yep.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about your wife, Rochelle. Where did you meet her?
Yeah, Rochelle and I met at college at the University of Minnesota. She's from Milwaukee, so she came here to go to school, and we met at... Zeta Psi fraternity, where I was a member, and Rochelle was a little sister there, so kind of a group of girls that would help out with different things, and just got to be friends, and man, it just went from there. So
I see. And how many years later?
We'll be celebrating our 23rd anniversary coming up here in October.
23 years. Wow. Excellent, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing how those years fly by.
Yeah, absolutely. And the challenges that you have with parenting. So that must have brought you closer then, do you feel, over the years? Like, do you feel the communication is really good between the two of you? I'm getting in your business.
We aren't the type to talk a lot about, you know, our feelings, I wouldn't say, or, you know, get too deep there. I think a lot of it is just, I guess after you've been married that long, you kind of just know each other very well and can almost know what each other are thinking and doing.
Yeah, and avoid the areas that might be hurtful.
Yeah, we definitely, like any couple, we have, you know, challenging moments and disagreements and everything else, but we've done a good job, I think, of working through those and continuing on.
Yeah. What do you think puts you in a position where you end up on the other side of the argument in a good place?
I think just understanding the other person's perspective is always important.
Yeah.
I mean, in anything, I think you need to step back and put yourself in the other person's shoes.
So you show some empathy and try to... Did she do the same?
She does. Maybe not initially. I mean, I think...
I can relate to that. Yeah.
We grew up in very different, I would say, like family dynamics.
Sure.
So my family, very quiet, right? You know, not... Okay. no, you know, hardly any yelling. You know, like when my dad would yell, it'd be very, you know, the threat of him possibly yelling would be enough to keep us in line.
Okay.
You know, when your dad gets home, if you, you know, yeah, you're going to really hear it. In her family, that's just how they communicated, yelling, you know.
Yeah.
So it was, when I first met her family, it was very difficult because it was just, you know, they're all yelling at each other.
Yeah, you know, thought you were they were in conflict all the time.
But
yeah,
that was just their norm. It was just they're just louder,
right?
More, you know, more vocal. You know, nothing hidden. You know, it was just out there.
Yeah.
So she grows up in that. So she, you know, she has more of that initial reaction to anything.
So she wants to get strong in there and dig into the conversation.
Yeah, and then. Yeah, so then I think she relaxes after that.
Yeah, that you would like a little time to just kind of figure out
right
what's going on and just come back to the conversation when things are a little calmer.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting it. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, that seems to work then.
It ends up working out, but it's, yeah,
it might be messy or
moments.
Chaotic in the process,
yep,
but you have a way of coming back together, which is will continue to carry you a long way.
I think so.
Yeah, if you're able to talk about the serious issues or the disagreements, but in a way that is not causing each other more harm.
Right.
That you do you feel like when you have the conversations, then you kind of resolve the issues?
Yep. Yeah, the issues...
Are they usually around parenting, different styles, or...?
Sometimes, you know, that's always difficult. I think, yeah, parenting is really, really a tough job.
Right.
And it really, really evolves, you know, the type of things you need to do. You know, when you think back with how much physical care and everything and nurturing that, you know, your young child needed... And all the hands-on help.
Yeah.
You know, well, we're through that stage. Now we're in this very busy
teenage stage,
getting them from one activity to the other, trying to keep them in line, keep them hanging out with good friends.
Who care about them.
And, yeah, keeping them busy and, you know, exposing them to different activities for them to see if they enjoy them and... to try to find things they like to do and get them to be a good people, good citizens that we want them to be.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're role modeling some really great stuff.
Yeah, we tried, both Rochelle and I try to be active in what they do. You know, I guess I've always been active in kind of the coaching side of things, which I'm more comfortable with, volunteering, Rochelle's always helped more out at their schools and gotten very involved and gotten to know the teachers and the other parents and everything else. So I think that's worked out well.
It sounds like you complement each other well with the volunteering and helping each other out.
Yep. Yeah. One of the parents, we just had a birthday party at our house this weekend for Jamie. She turned 13. One of the parents said, well, yeah, I was telling their child, yeah, you be careful now because, yeah, if you do anything wrong, you know, Jamie's parents, they pretty much know everyone in Prior Lake, you know, from their coaching or teaching or anything else. So
I see.
Be careful.
Jamie's put on notice that your parents are very, you guys are very involved and well connected in the community.
Yep.
So... You want her to stand the straight and narrow.
For sure.
Yeah. That's a separate set of pressure.
No dating till you're 16, right?
16? Oh, I said 30. It's not gone over it well at all.
No.
Yeah. Olivia will not have none of that. Anyways, at 14, she's just enjoying... being 14 and not
that's
having
that's what you
a
should be doing
super yeah. complicated life right now.
That's what we try to tell the kids, you know, enjoy these times, they go by so fast.
Yeah,
enjoy being a kid. There's no need to grow up sooner it seems like there's so much pressure for kids to grow up faster these days. And, you know, really, really enjoy that childhood because it goes by in a hurry, and those are the best times of your life. They really are.
Yeah. Well, I'm having fun as an adult too.
Yep. 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 But still, you got to admit.
I know. We got just a lot more responsibilities now than we did as a kid.
Yeah. To be a second grader again. That'd be awesome.
Oh my God. I would never want to go back.
Knowing what you know now, go back.
Okay.
Do it all again.
This is a CPA talking, right? You're in the past with the numbers, right? You like dealing with numbers that have already happened, money people have already earned. I'm an entrepreneur. I like being in the present moment and the future. Don't want to deal with the past more than I have to. That includes even growing up. I'm just glad that, you know, I made that through.
Nothing we can do about the past, right?
Yeah.
All we can do is move forward.
There isn't, but I'm glad you've got, you know, so many that you, you know, enjoy thinking about your past a lot. Not a lot. You probably don't. When was the last time you've really talked about what you did as a kid?
Oh, we still do all the time. I still, my best friends still are guys I grew up with going to grade school, high school. And that's all we do. When we get together, that's all we do. Talk about all the stories, fun times.
When you're in high school.
Yep.
Yeah.
Drives our wives crazy, but.
Yeah. That's part of the price you got to pay.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. You mentioned when we were off air that Rochelle works with in early childhood. And I know that Mark Dayton passed some legislation in Minnesota regarding all-day kindergarten. And I was just wondering how that affects her position and how does that affect the people around her? And what is their perspective who are in the field of it?
Yep. Yeah, Rochelle works in the Early Childhood Family Education Program. So that would be, it's both educating children and parents.
It's ECFE, right?
Yep, ECFE is what they would
call it. Yeah, acronym.
Yeah, so it'd be before kindergarten. It would be preschool age. It's always been obvious to us that that's a very valuable program. And
did you ever
really
take
important.
The Daddy and Me classes?
I definitely went to some classes early on when we were parents, and singing silly songs and getting involved. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, Matthew went to the Daddy and Me, and actually it gave us a platform for having some conversations about how dads parent differently than women parent, moms parent.
Yep.
And getting, I don't know, he got so much confidence from hearing about the other men. And
well, that was the, I was going to say too, that was, I thought the most valuable part was just talking with other people.
Yeah,
and hearing their stories, learning how they deal with it, you know, kind of knowing that things you thought was maybe only an issue for you, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing someone else is dealing with. Like that helps us all.
Right.
In situations.
Yeah. And like he would have some questions that he would bring home and say, well, between now and the next time we meet with the other dads, you know, you and I got to sit down and talk about this stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. Bring it on. And then I'm like, oh, you feel this way about how I'm parenting? No, but important conversations that are really changed how we parented.
Yep.
You know, and I became more sensitive to a dad's experience and some of the fears that they have about giving kids baths or, you know, I'm like, wow, it never occurred to me, you know, that might be someone's fear.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in this day and age, you know, I've seen so many examples where, you know, people get accused of this or that and Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to just be careful about everything.
Oh, well, I was thinking more in terms of just, like, oh, I hope the child will survive the bath. Like,
survive the bath?
I don't put too much water in, or, I don't hold them quite right, or, yeah.
I don't know. It was all scary, that first parenting, if you ask me.
Yeah. The changing diapers.
First time changing diapers, right? I mean, you think back, the first time they run a fever or do this or that,
Yeah, right. It's all scary.
And then, like with us, you get to the third kid and have a fever. Oh, well, it'll be fine.
Yeah, right. Let's wait it out a day.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, great. It's good to know about your family. And you were mentioning finish what you were saying about Rochelle and early childhood family education.
Yeah, we've known it's a very important program, and it's valuable to the kids and to the parents, learning how to parent.
And this new legislation, how has that changed how the staff is gearing up? And
for Rochelle's staff, it doesn't change too much, but certainly in other staff there with the kindergarten, there's the full day kindergarten is very valuable. Our kids went to that, and it was you had to pay to.
Right, for the extra half day.
Extra half day, and we did that. We thought it was valuable enough to do that. We're happy to see that the budgeting is there for all day kindergarten. I think it should be mandatory in this day and age.
And the staff also then is part of the union?
Yeah, one issue that came up somewhere along the lines was that the ECFE teachers had not been part of the teachers union and had not been required to be, and that changed where they now required them to join the union, even though there really wasn't much interest in joining the union or much benefit seen to doing that. So there's been a multitude of issues that have come up as a result of that she's had to work through with her coworkers
and I'm sure anyone who's in their positions, at ECFE, they're having to work through those.
Yeah, and it just was, the biggest frustration was none of us want this.
Right.
But
you're forcing dealing
this
with.
And now we're dealing with, and it's causing issues that weren't issues before when everyone got along well and worked well together and thought things were fair. Now people think it's not fair. It's, and you got a lot of internal conflict out of it.
Yeah. When there's a system being forced upon you, it's not as well received as
I think
if
they would have been
it.
Excited to do that, right? That,
yeah.
That a totally different experience.
And totally different attitude going in, and it's different energy, and people would be, excited to try this out and see how it works.
Well, it was more this dread, and they had so many meetings. They had to go to these meetings about it, and everyone just dreaded going to the meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not fun. Well, I'm sure over the next few years that'll smooth out. And they'll figure out what works best for the ECFE staff.
Hopefully that'll be the case, yes.
Yeah. All right. We have talked about a wide variety of things. Is there any tips that you would have for some business owners that you see would be very helpful, or any retirement planning that they should be thinking about more? Or what do you see the most common things? Like if you said, if business owners would do more of this, I think it would put them in a better position, going forward for their planning.
Yeah. I think one thing that we recommend to our business owners is to really always put together, a a budget for the upcoming year, and then try to even think beyond that and maybe put together at least a rough five-year plan. Something, look to the future, look at what you want your business to be, and then try to define that more short-term future, say the next year's operating budget, that can be a little more easily defined, and try to really use that as a goal or as a measuring stick to see what you can accomplish. But it does take more of that 5-year, 10-year outlook too, to kind of see where your business, where you want your business to go, where you want your life to go, where you want your personal financial picture to be. And it's never too early to start thinking about, a retirement plan for down the road, or how you might look to exit the business. That should be many, many years ahead of when that might actually happen. And the scariest thing we see a lot of people in their, in their 50s, 60s, without much saved for retirement. We see it's more common than you think, and especially with the high cost of a college education these days, a lot of people are spending money that was intended to be saved for retirement. They're spending it on college costs and not preserving enough for them for their retirement.
Wow. Do you have any, like for yourself and your family, your three kids coming up, how are you putting aside money for college? Is there a plan that you would recommend for people?
We have saved, we do have some 529 plans with some dollars in there. I kind of started it in a very small way. My credit card, it's kind of a rewards credit card, but where that rewards go, it goes into a 529 plan for the kids.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So it's just started out an easy way to start, rather than getting dollars back to spend on something, it just kind of went automatically there.
Well, it's not money you would miss.
Right. And anything with saving, any of that routine type saving is the easiest way to put money away, where you don't miss it, like you say, where it's just automatic and regular. That's the best way. There's good ways to save. A Roth IRA is a great vehicle to save dollars that could either be used for retirement or for college costs.
Sure.
That's a great avenue. But it's scary. Yeah, we have three kids that are starting to approach the time when they're going to be looking at colleges. That's pretty daunting when you look at what the price of a college education is these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good. That's good advice. I have one more question before we close out our third mentoring session.
Sure.
Do you and Rochelle have money meetings?
No.
Wow. So are you in charge of kind of planning things out?
I'm pretty much in charge of the
financials.
The financial stuff. We've always had our own separate, checking accounts.
Really?
Yep. She, has the things she's responsible for paying out of her, out of her paycheck. And then I kind of have the things I have been. And just the way I guess we've kind of evolved into handling it.
Wow. Okay.
But I probably should get her a little more in the loop.
Well, you might want to think about that as you're planning ahead for the kids. Bigger ticket items. it's always interesting topic to see how people.
Yeah, people really do it in a.
Everybody does it kind of different.
Has their system.
Yeah.
Yeah, we certainly discuss purchases and anything like that, but probably more the coordinating it is more on my end.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's using everybody's talents, right?
Yep, exactly.
And running the family household. Well, thanks, Mike Barrett. This has been just a sheer joy. It's always great getting to know you better. I don't think I've said that you've been our accountant, both family and business, since 2001.
2001, wow.
Yeah, when we got married.
Oh, yeah, it's been so
great.
We
got married in 2000. Okay, so maybe a year after we did that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's been great working with you and being able to help you with those things too.
Yeah. Well, great. Yeah, I'm a lot more comfortable talking about money.
That's good.
As a result of so many conversations we've had over the years. All right. Well, knowing that you really enjoy a face-to-face, maybe we'll do that more often.
That sounds great. I'd love to see you.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thanks again for a great session. Thanks for sharing so much about your life and how you're working with people. And we'll see what happens in the future.
Very good.
All right.
Exciting times.
Exciting times ahead. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Mike Cabea, for our sound engineer and pictures. And we shall see you next week.